is John Davis. Thanks for joining me on another Day of Miracles podcast today. I hope you're having a great day. Today, I'm going to talk about vulnerability and how important that can be. So vulnerability, what comes up for you when you think of that word? For me, I think of safety or lack thereof. When I think of vulnerability, I think of that there's a risk of not being taken care of because now I'm open to the elements, so to speak, of life. Control has been a mechanism I've used in my life to get me to a place where I think that I'm safe, that I don't have to be vulnerable. If I think I can control outside events or control what's going on in my life, then I won't have to be vulnerable and face the risk of things happening that I can't control. This is a false narrative. This is a narrative that I was taught through different means, through different parts of my life, whether that be institutional learnings, through societal learnings, family learnings, whatever it was. I learned at some point that vulnerability is something to be feared, and that taking risks or stepping out and doing something new and scary is something that should not be tried. So I have learned through the years, through my spiritual practices, that being vulnerable is a strength. When I'm vulnerable and I'm willing to take risks, what happens is I open myself to the energy of the universe. I open myself to the spiritual reality that all is well. One of my fears has always been, and I'm sure we all have this in some respect, is the fear of losing the body, our physical body. And it's something we're all going to have to deal with at some point in our life. It's just a reality. So that fear of losing life is disappearing from me. The fear is disappearing. And the fear of being rejected is another big fear. The fear of being rejected, the fear of abandonment, the fear that if I'm myself, people won't like me the way I am. This has been a kind of a constant theme in my own life. So I invite you today to be thinking about, what ways can you be vulnerable in a way that supports you and in a way that you are still safe? That means surrounding yourself with safe people, people who care for you. I know one of the things that helps me with vulnerability is surrounding myself with safe people, putting myself in environments in which I'm going to be cared for. One of those environments I'm thinking of right now coming to mind is my spiritual home. Unity on the Bay in Miami, Florida, is a way that I feel particularly safe. And I can be myself, express my ideas, and be supported through that. That is certainly one of the ways encouraged me recently with my writing and that part of my life that I'm allowing to express Another place I feel very safe is with my wife, Rachel, who is a wonderful, empathic, and caring, loving individual who is there to listen to me, support me, and care for me. I can be vulnerable with her. And I have many friends who surround me, who care for me, and other but people in my family. So let this message today be an encouragement to you that it's okay to be vulnerable. You will be safe in your vulnerability. In fact, your vulnerability is what will open you up to allow in the other energies that are outside into your heart, into your soul. And in this way, you will connect with others through connection, through that vulnerability. That is where we're truly safe. If you want to talk about, like, where are we truly safe? It's in connection with others. And vulnerability is one of the gateways that allows us to be safe. I hope this message today was a blessing to you, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening.